Utahns celebrate Pioneer Day, West Valley City Police sign a pact with Latino community groups, and UTA says they aren't seeking a tax increase. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, July 25th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Hundreds of people lined the streets of downtown Salt Lake City yesterday morning to witness the annual Days of 47 parade. KUER's Whitney Evans was there and has this audio postcard.
The annual celebration remembers the arrival of the first pioneer settlers to the Salt Lake Valley. On July 24, 1847, Brigham Young and his fellow Latter-day Saints emerged from the mouth of Immigration Canyon. 165 years later, colorful floats, horse-drawn carriages, and pioneer wear harken back to that momentous trek. The parade also gave plenty of nods to Utah's expanding cultural diversity, with appearances by the Chinese Society of Utah and the Free Wesleyan Church of Tongass Brass Band. Holiday resident Christy Kimball and her family camped outside last night so they could get a good view of the parade near Ken Sanders' rare books. Kimball says it's important to honor the group of people who sacrificed their civilized lives to come to this desert. Kimball had a hand in building a parade float 9 years ago that she says did just that.
We put our ancestors inside canning jars and preserved them in the jars. And the parade committee thought it was a little too controversial, but they finally let us do it.
Catherine Broadbent also slept outside last night. She just adopted two Ukrainian teenagers who are seeing the Days of 47 parade for the first time.
We were just thinking, what are they thinking? You know, we've got wagons going down the street, and in their city, she was just saying that people still use that mode of transportation. So why is it so interesting in a parade? But, you know, this is our heritage.
Parade goers stayed comfortable last night with blow-up mattresses and tents. David Lamb is from Kaysville. He brought a living room couch to the parade. He says although he was comfortable, he didn't really get any sleep because of the noise.
None whatsoever. There was a guy selling horns and a drunk guy across the street.
But you're still having fun this morning, right?
Oh, yeah, every year. Love it.
The two-mile parade began on South Temple and State Street and ended at Liberty Park. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Latino community groups say they're excited about a new agreement worked out with the West Valley City Police Department aimed at improving relations. The pact is the result of discussions that took place in May following the dismissal of several drug cases because of allegations of mishandling evidence and racial profiling by the West Valley City Police. In the agreement, the West Valley City Police promises to make its citizen complaint form available online and in several languages. Department officials also say they'll be more open about the demographics of their staff and how many of the dismissed drug cases involved Latinos. Tony Apias is the director of Proyecto Latino de Utah and was involved in the creation of the pact. He says he's more than satisfied with the end result.
To be able to have this type of cooperation and participation with the city, I think it's a very, very important thing. And in the service of a role model for other cities to look into it.
As part of the agreement, Proyecto Latino and other similar groups will offer community outreach programs to help the Latino community better understand their rights. The groups will also hold open forums to help create a dialogue with the police. Several news outlets reported last week that a Utah Transit Authority official asked state lawmakers for a 66% increase in its share of sales tax revenue. A UTA spokesman now says those reports are inaccurate. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The Utah Transit Authority posted a statement on its website over the weekend that says it wasn't asking for an increase in sales tax at the Transportation Interim Committee meeting last week. UTA spokesperson Remy Barron says a representative of the Transit Authority attended the meeting to go over a plan for future transportation projects. The committee asked UTA's representative how its prospective projects might be funded.
That would most likely have to come from an increase in the sales tax, but it wasn't our representative going down there asking for an increase.
Barron says UTA officials could recommend a sales tax increase to 1 cent for every dollar spent, but formally asking for one isn't that simple.
We would have to hear from state lawmakers, obviously, but also local government entities would have to weigh in.
Since different counties pay different percentages of sales tax to UTA according to usage and ridership, the recommended increase would affect certain areas of the state in different ways. Salt Lake County's portion of sales tax that goes toward UTA is about 20% higher than the amount contributed by Weber, Davis, and Utah counties. Ultimately, voters would need to approve any increase in sales tax. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
More than 300 dead fish were found Tuesday in a stretch of the Provo River near the Paul Ream Wilderness Park. Most were brown trout. There were a few whitefish and other species. Biologist Chris Crockett with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says they don't know what killed them. It's possible it was hot weather depleting the oxygen in the water, but they're also trying to find out if there's been some kind of a toxic spill.
We talked to several members of the public that were walking along that reach or lived in that area and told them what had transpired and asked them to kind of keep their eyes open or if there was any indications of what might have caused it to let us know. We also collected both fish and water samples from that site.
The brown trout are a game fish that reproduces naturally in the river. Crockett says there weren't any June suckers involved. Those are an endangered species that spawns in the lower reaches of the Provo River in the spring.
The state of Utah won't be spending its own money to promote the new health insurance marketplace for individuals, but the federal government is planning on spending about 71 cents per person to raise awareness of the new health insurance exchange. Health centers and community groups will share about $1.9 million in federal grants to get the word out when enrollment begins in October. Prosecutors have filed charges against a woman they say locked her 4-year-old son in his bedroom before going to work. Court documents show 26-year-old Bobby Joe Chance has been charged with 5 counts of neglect of a disabled child. Chance told investigators she didn't have anybody to take care of her son. She says she didn't leave him alone more than 5 minutes. A Cedar City police officer subdued a man who allegedly attacked him at a hospital on Sunday. Court documents say the officer had just taken Logan Sawyer's handcuffs off when Sawyer tried to hit a nurse and engaged in a fist fight with Officer Jason Thomas. Sawyer allegedly punched the officer several times, but his arm and tried to grab his gun before Thomas was able to get the cuffs back on. The officer is now recovering at home. A new study from the Pew Research Center says about 3/4 of all the Mormons in the United States live in the West. About 4 in 10 live in Utah. Nationwide, there are 6.3 million members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, less than half of the church's 14.7 million members worldwide. And finally, more than 1,000 people from around the world are in St. George competing in the World Championship of Horseshoes. The events will take place over the next 2 weeks at the Dixie Convention Center. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, July 25th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.